Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 36, part 2. Surprise.
There's more.
There's more. We just finished our part 1 episode, and we were just so passionate about this topic that we just wanted to keep on going.
Well, you're like, I could go on and on. I'm like, really? Okay. And you're like, oh, I meant next week. And then yeah. I go, well, we're here in
here
the parking lot.
Here we are. Why not keep recording?
So, what would you like to add to this?
Oh, now I feel
I
like
I could go
like
on and on. I don't
pressure's
know.
On.
Okay, what don't you like about guys?
Physically. Oh, okay. Physically speaking, obviously guys shorter than me. Mm-hmm. That's like instantly a no. Like, I feel like regardless of how attractive you are, like if you're shorter than me, it's just not going to work. Mm-mm. I just feel like his mom or something like that. Like, there's no sense of like, I don't know. It doesn't feel equal.
Yeah.
You know?
Feels a little uneven.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to wear tall heels.
Yeah, that's true. And then you just, like, this
then
giant
you're towering
person.
Over it.
Yeah. Unless he wears, like, those kiss boots with, like, the platforms ooh. On them. Oh, I know. You know, that's
you've
one thing. Let's talk
oh,
about.
I guess
you know,
we're passionate.
Very passionate about this topic. My idea of attractive, what I found attractive, has changed over time.
Yes.
Like in high school, like I used to be attracted to like the goth, like
emo.
Skinny jean,
when
like skinny guy,
emo.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. If you had like that teased, like black straightened
ew,
hair.
Sick.
Yes. My celebrity crushes. I don't know if you know them. Tokyo Hotel. It's like a German band, and the is it the Klotz Brothers? They're both white, and one who had like dreadlocks, and the other guy had like the straightened, like crazy emo hair. Yeah. But I'm not into that now.
No? Are you
no.
sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like, though, if you found a guy with dreadlocks who, like, part of his thing, you might go for it.
I'm not
like,
as into dreadlocks. Nice. I'm not as into dreadlocks anymore. Mm. It used to be a thing for me, and now it's really not.
I mean, so that's your embarrassing celebrity crush-ish when you were younger?
I would say so. Also, like, my first crush in, like, elementary school. Like, I see him now, and he's, like, married or whatever. Hmm. And I look at him, I'm like, gross. Like, why did I ever have a crush on him? Not that he's, like, gross, but he's, like, wow. Not my type anymore.
In high school, mine was Jonathan Davis, the lead singer of Korn. And, I mean,
ooh.
Yes, I thought he was so hot. And I had made up, like, this fake name so I could get, like, free coupons or free samples sent to the house when that was a big thing. Under like this fake name and my name and get all the free samples. So the last name I picked was Davis because Jonathan Davis.
Obviously.
And then my first name was Jade. So I was Jade Davis.
Jade Davis.
So even like up to a few years ago, my mom's like, oh, I got something in the mail for Jade Davis.
Oh my gosh.
I was that level.
That's a whole nother
level.
But
I mean, before him, obviously I liked the middle guy in the Hanson Brothers. And, like, the boy I liked in grade school, he's still cute now. So, see, I have very good taste, as
yeah,
you can tell.
Yeah, I guess so.
Jonathan Davis.
I also had a crush on, was it Aaron Carter? Ugh. I know.
I guess you're younger than me, so yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, when he came out, and he was, like, when he first kind of came out.
I guess
out.
I did like his brother, Nick Carter.
See, I didn't grow up on, like, NSYNC or Backstreet
no.
Boys. No, I wasn't allowed to listen
different.
To them. Yeah, exactly.
But back to men. What don't you like about men again?
Oh,
dreadlocks
yeah.
on white guys.
Huh?
Dreadlocks on white guys.
Yeah.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, saying it's, like, a big no, but I guess I'd rather have dreadlocks than no hair, if that's, like, the option.
So, okay. Not. Well, it usually doesn't. Oh, it's
oh,
recording.
Okay.
Yay.
Sounds good.
Technical
sorry about
difficulty.
Yeah, we'll just continue.
I don't like feet. I guess that's like a general thing, but
I know I'm grossed out by anyone's
like
feet,
size
even my own feet.
13, 14 feet. Sick.
It's not something I really notice, though.
Well, no, not looking at them. I'm talking about when you're dating them, and then they throw their feet on you.
Well, I don't
like,
know what that's like.
You're like, get those away from me, and they're like, oh, massage my feet. I'm like,
oh,
no.
Gross.
You know I hate feet.
Gross.
Baby feet, fine. Are you a baby?
No.
No,
I don't like anyone's feet, honestly.
No.
Like, I find them all disgusting.
But I guess, otherwise, on man, there's nothing like a.
What about, like, hair? Like, arm hair, chest hair?
I like it.
I guess
you don't seem like you'd be into.
I'm not like I wouldn't say I'm like into it, but I don't like if that's like what you want to do, fine. Like I'm not gonna like control your life. Don't
no.
expect me to shave my legs.
Well, I do like more chest hair. It's softer because if they like decide they're gonna shave it off or wax it or whatever, then it's growing back in and it's like scratchy on your skin. And I hate it. It's like, just leave it. If you want, trim it. Go ahead.
I see what
But
you're
I like
saying.
When it's a little soft. As I pet my chest.
Yeah,
with all
I know.
This hair on
yeah,
here.
I know. Yeah.
Idiot.
She doesn't have chest hair for all you listeners. Clarification.
So you can still like me.
Yeah,
I don't have
worry.
Chest hair.
Exactly. Don't
Let
worry,
the record
guys.
Show.
Yep, exactly.
But you're so very passionate about this. What else do you have
yeah,
to say?
I mean, I'm trying to think about other things, and I'm just like, you know, I'm attracted to if you have, like, a style.
Mm.
Like, I'm really attracted to if you're, like, passionate about, like, fashion and, like, taking care, like, you know, trying to think about what you're going to wear and things like that. I mean, if I, like, see a guy in, like, shorts and a t-shirt, you know, and it said,
Brewing
like, Budweiser on it, like, it's a no from me. I feel like that's, like, instant, like, just no.
I feel you on that part, but then I don't want to date somebody who dresses better than I do.
I mean,
you already dress
true.
Good in all aspects, but, like, me, if I want to lounge around at home and wear stuff covered in dog hair, then I don't want to worry about you looking
that,
all nice.
That is true. There's a fine line. Like, I don't like a complete, like, metrosexual. Like, if your hair and your makeup or whatever you do,
yeah,
like, if you're generally looking like a Ken doll, like, plastic, like, I can't do it. Like, if you look better and more well-kept than me, no.
Yeah, because it's already bad enough when you come across men who can just, like, roll out of bed and look adorable.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, well, I have to, like, do something. Either I have to do my hair, put a beanie on, then I have to do some makeup, and then I have to put clothes on, and they just look, like, cute.
Well, and, like, yeah, I don't even know if I could get to that level. So that's why it's, like, a fine line. Like, I like to date guys that are, like, attractive enough, but not too attractive.
I know.
Because then it's, like, a mismatch once again.
Mismatch.
Next.
Next.
Have you seen that MTV dating
yes,
show, Next?
That
oh,
was
my God.
The best.
I loved it.
That was
but
the
like,
best.
First get off the bus, and he's like, Next.
Right? As soon as they walk off.
I feel like I wish that was my dating
we
life.
We should bring it back.
We should.
Let's go move.
I will, like, make a bunch of Tinder matches. You can set up and record it, and we'll just,
yeah.
I will tell them that this is what it's going to be. And then they'll get out of the...
We'll have a van. We're not going to have this big, like, pinched-out trailer for them. We'll have them all sit together in a van.
Like
with
a
camera.
Kidnapping van?
Yes! We'll get
blindfold
all,
them.
We'll get all your matches, chloroform them. Stick them in this van with blindfolds.
Yes.
And then, like, take off the blindfold and push them out the van.
Push them out the
and
van.
And then you can look... Next! 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 Okay, we're done. Because that's probably what would happen.
That is what would happen. I love it. Oh my gosh, that's like the best idea. Stay tuned, listeners.
Right? Well, your friend, you said, told us we're so funny. Yeah. We should have our own YouTube channel.
Yeah. Alejandro said that. He's like, yeah, you
that's
guys.
That's his name?
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Do you ever sing that Lady Gaga song to him?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god,
I
would do that all the time.
I know.
And he would hate me.
Alright, that's fine.
Be like, Alejandro. Alejandro.
Yeah.
Alejandro.
Don't call my name, Alejandro. Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's all like, you guys should just have your own YouTube channel, like do videos. So we'll see how that plays out. Most days I feel like I don't look good enough for like a video.
Well, I know, and I'm like self-conscious of myself.
Oh, same.
And then I'd have to be watching myself as we record.
Oh my gosh.
And like,
then it would be like a permanent record of like a video. So then if I
and
wanted to like
oh
run for
God.
Office later, like then they'd have
run
bring
for
it
office?
Up. Yeah.
What kind of office
you
are
never
you for?
Know. Maybe President Lisa. If Trump can do it, I can.
Fuck, if Trump can do it, anybody can.
I know, it's
at
true.
At this point.
Yeah,
I all the people we saw at Walmart.
Girls. No.
Yes.
No.
Well, I like that this subject you're so passionate about ends with us talking about Donald Trump.
I mean,
that's like
he's
what
like
we
has
don't
no
like
no attractive features.
No.
Like, none. Like,
I don't even,
he's lucky he has money.
I don't.
That
I
he
know,
was born into,
but
obviously.
I could never, like, date somebody just for their money if they
oh,
were, like,
no.
that.
Oh, no. I would much rather be poor and be attracted to the person than be rich and, like, bleh. Like,
right.
Poor Melania.
Melania.
That's
isn't it
name?
Melena?
No, it's Melania.
Is it Melania?
Haven't you watched The Apprentice?
I did. A long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you should know her name, then. It's Melania.
Okay.
Don't you listen to NPR?
No.
Okay.
Are your Bill Cosby tapes in here? No, I don't.
What does that have to do with anything?
NPR, Bill Cosby.
It's not the same thing.